Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Soft Girl Morning. Today, we're diving into something super important, practicing self-compassion, especially when life throws those curveballs our way. You know that feeling when things just aren't going your way? Maybe you bombed a presentation, had a fight with a loved one, or just feel completely overwhelmed. In those moments, it's so easy to turn on ourselves, right? To berate ourselves with all those should have and could have statements. But what if there was a better way? What if we could treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend going through something similar? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. It's like giving yourself that warm, cozy hug when you need it most. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Riley, easier said than done. My inner critic is louder than a marching band. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But guess what? Practicing self-compassion isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring our mistakes. It's about shifting our perspective and learning to be kind to ourselves, even when we stumble. Think of it as building a mental fortress of love and support around yourself. So, let's break down some key takeaways that can help us cultivate this beautiful practice. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. Seriously, the first step is just admitting things are tough. Don't try to pretend you're invincible or that everything is rainbows and butterflies. We all face challenges, big and small. Recognizing your struggles, instead of trying to sweep them under the rug, is a sign of strength, not weakness. 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Ever notice how we're way more gentle with our friends when they're going through a rough time? We offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Now, imagine extending that same kindness to yourself. Instead of berating yourself for every slip-up, try offering yourself some soothing words. Hey, it's okay, you're doing your best. 3. Recognize that you're not alone. Feeling lost or overwhelmed? Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Everyone faces challenges, setbacks, and moments of self-doubt. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly comforting and empowering. 4. Focus on your strengths. Life can feel like a constant uphill battle sometimes, but it's crucial to remember your strengths and accomplishments. Take some time to acknowledge the things you're good at, the challenges you've overcome, and the positive impact you've made. You are capable of amazing things. 5. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts start swirling, take a moment to step back and observe them without judgment. Notice your breath, your body sensations, and the world around you. This simple act can help ground you in the present moment and create some space between you and those harsh internal voices. Now, let me share a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. Remember that time I told you about my disastrous attempt at baking a cake for my best friend's birthday? It was supposed to be this beautiful, elegant creation, but it ended up looking more like a volcanic eruption. I felt so defeated and embarrassed, ready to throw in the towel on baking altogether. But then, I took a deep breath and reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, even bakers. Instead of beating myself up, I decided to laugh at the whole situation. After all, it was just one, very messy, cake. I learned from my experience, and guess what? The next time I baked, it turned out beautifully. The point is, self-compassion isn't about avoiding failure, it's about learning from it and moving forward with grace and kindness towards ourselves. So, what are we taking away today? Self-compassion is like a warm blanket on a cold day. It's comforting, supportive, and essential for our well-being. Remember to acknowledge your struggles, treat yourself with kindness, recognize that you're not alone, celebrate your strengths, and practice mindfulness. Now, go out there and spread some self-compassion like confetti. Tag me on social media and share how you're practicing this beautiful art form in your own lives. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.